Children can be experts in helping sort through moral responsibility. I didn't really push my sister. I just helped her keep moving. Well, I ate some of my green beans because one really is some. Then again, adults aren't too bad at it either. Is it different if I deflated the football or just knew someone who deflated the football? How do we decide how to treat someone based on their actions? And how is that different if it wasn't necessarily their decision? Well, on the one hand, we do deserve the consequences of our choices. Consequences both in this world and in the world to come. So, if I cheat on my math homework, I probably deserve to get an F. Whether I get caught or not, that's what I deserve. And if I choose to cut myself off from God through a serious sin, then I deserve to be away from God. Not as a punishment, but as a result of my choice. Now, that being said, what if something is not completely my choice? This is really at the heart of our readings today. Now, St. James uses the example of two people who come into the assembly, one dressed in fine clothes, the other in shabby clothes. Does that qualify one for better treatment than the other? Do I give one the better seat, the better food, and more attention? Is it the other one's fault that he's poor? And then Jesus meets a man in the gospel who is deaf with a speech impediment. But rather than ask why, or to say tough luck, Jesus heals him. Did we not see that just Friday night when Pope Francis conducted this interview with people from the United States in anticipation of his visit in a couple of weeks? He spoke with people from Texas, from Chicago, and Los Angeles, partly because he won't get to visit those places when he comes, but also because he wanted to visit with those who are immigrants, those who are homeless, those living in the inner city. One could say that it's a 2015 version of our second reading. Pope Francis doesn't want his visit to the United States just to be for those who have plane tickets and papal passes. In a simple gesture, he's reminding us to not simply sideline others because of their unfortunate circumstances. So where do we go with that in our own lives? Well, it could go many different directions. Some would like to go down the road of debating whether they do deserve their situation. They would look at Pope Francis's audience Friday night and ask, well, how many of those homeless people were not even looking for a job? How many of those people in Texas were undocumented? How many of those inner city students are more interested in athletics than academics? I don't know. Pope Francis didn't ask those questions or try to justify their hardships. Now, don't get me wrong, there is a place for those questions. Sometimes a person is sick because of their bad choices. Sometimes a person is homeless because of their bad choices. Sometimes a person drops out of school because of their bad choices. But sometimes it was not their choice at all. And most often, it's a combination of things that they could control and things that they couldn't. You see, this is difficult. It's not black and white. Someone is probably less likely to come to Mass at the cathedral if they're not able to get a license. Less likely to go to Sacred Heart Cathedral School because of their low income. Less likely to baptize their children here because they only have custody of them every other week. Well, I guess we could debate whether or not someone deserves those difficulties. But wouldn't our energy be better spent trying to help them overcome them? I don't know why the man was deaf in the gospel. I don't know who gave the man shabby clothes in the second reading. And I don't know who took the air out of the footballs. Sometimes it's important to know. But sometimes it's more important to love and to help.